All right, Spaniard Northwest Fight Scene. I'm sitting down with Midtown MMA fighter Levi Kurtovich. Did I say that right? All right. You're fighting in the main event of the Midtown Throwdown June 10th against Donnie Evanson from Northwest Training Center. Levi, talk about your opponent, Donnie, and what you know about him.
I don't know too much about him. I saw the film of his last fight. He looked pretty decent with his stand-up. The whole fight was stand-up. I didn't see any ground, although all his previous fights have either they've been won and lost on the ground. So I'm just expecting, you know, an all-around guy. He's a pretty tough guy, so it should be a good matchup.
Now, talk about your weight. Is that going to be, like, an issue this time? Are you doing a catch weight? Where's the weight going to be this fight?
Yeah, it's 175. He called and asked for 175. I agree. That's great for me. Yeah, weight's looking good right now. I'm right on schedule, so right on track. It should be a pretty easy cut for me, so I'll be good.
Now, you train at Midtown MMA. Talk about your training there. What prepared you for this fight? Getting ready, some of your training partners, what life's been like for you?
Training's been real good. I've had a lot of guys that are amateurs have been getting a lot better. I've been working a lot with Brent Primus, who's at Northwest Martial Arts, and Ben Baxter, who teaches the jiu-jitsu over here. So I've had some good partners and had some good training leading up to this fight.
Now, does it bother you at all that to go into the fight not having a too big of a game plan and knowing too much about the guy? I mean, being as you don't really get to watch too much, or you just really don't matter?
You know what? I go into every fight training to end it everywhere. So wherever the fight goes, I'll be prepared to be there and look for the finish there. So whether I finish on the ground or whether I finish on the feet, doesn't matter. It all depends on you know, kind of where he wants to take it. Wherever he wants to take it, I'm about to go there.
Now, you're the main event. Does that sell in at all? Does that get you excited? Get you pumped? Any nerves? Talk about being the main event.
Being the main event is definitely exciting. You know, I'm glad. I feel like me and Donnie both deserve to be the main event. I feel that we'll put on a great show, you know, and the fans will be happy.
Now talk about, like, what are you going to go through the next couple of days? You got any rituals, anything you like to do? What's fight life for leading up to the fight for the next couple of days?
Next couple days, stretching, making the weight, and eating. That's pretty much it. And then fight days, just game face on, focus, and go in there and get it done.
Now, you got any special stuff kind of cooked up that you do, like, right after you eat? You know, I know some fighters, they got, like, a ritual they eat right after they weigh in. You got anything special cooked up?
Well, I could tell you, but then maybe Donnie might be trying to do the same thing. yeah, I like to get a lot of grains in me, oatmeal to start out, and then little by little put the weight back on. You know, light meat, so like chicken and no steak or anything. My body won't have a fun time digesting that after having nothing. It'll sit in my system. So a lot of grains, some protein, chicken and stuff, and just really put the electrolytes back in, so pedialyte and stuff as usual.
Awesome. Well, hey, man, I appreciate you sitting down, taking the time. I know you're busy getting ready for this fight. Anybody you'd like to give a shout-out to, any fans you'd like to thank getting ready?
I would like to give a shout-out to my girl and my mom and a friend that is up from LA right now.
Awesome, man. Well, hey, I appreciate you taking the time, and good luck for your coming fight. We're all going to be there.
One more thing. One more shout-out. Shout-out to BJ Muda, my team back home in Los Angeles, Valencia, California, down in Valencia. Anybody ever has the time to go there, it's a great place to stop by and check out 30,000 square feet. It just expanded. So my coach, Brian, and, of course, Big John. So.
Awesome. Well, heck yeah, man. This is going to be exciting. I think everybody's kind of ready for this fight. It's going to be a big deal, and everybody's really ready to see both you guys get down. So good luck in your fight coming up, and we will definitely see you June 10th.
Sweet, man. I'm stoked.
Awesome. Good.